This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all that's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hold on, you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, essentially, we're going to toast a product that got a glowing review. Now, here is the problem with this product. This product is, in fact, a sex toy, and we have, around the studio, we're trying to determine if you can even say the name of the thing. It's the name of the company. It's the name of the toy. Unfortunately, the way they write the name, I mean, it's just, I'll tell you like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say.
Whoa.
I can't say. I wish I could. Because, ladies in particular, listen to this. This would be a sex toy that you just might enjoy, but I share this with you because of one review that showed up about this toy on Amazon. Now, the time that this woman ordered the toy, it was $43.99. After she posted her review, which I will share with you momentarily, the price jumped $9, and they sold the hell out. All right. Okay. So how could you review a product so well? I will simply read you what this woman wrote and her experience with this particular sex toy that, again, I wish I could tell you the name of the company, but I don't feel like getting fired. It says, a few friends of mine bought it recently. They told me of its power. I was warned to take the day off, hydrate, all the above, do some stretches. I thought they were being such drama queens. That's how the review opens. I played with the settings on my hand to test it, the fine machinery, vibration for the G-spot part, quite strong. I was impressed with that, even before use. Next was the suction. Yes, that is right. It includes a suction device as well. I hit the suction button setting to level 5 or 6, hit the G-spot button as well, and made a minor adjustment on suction placement. At least I think that's what happened. Because I'm pretty sure I blacked out. I never achieved orgasm so fast or so hard in my life. I squinted. I have never done that. Luckily, I put the towel down because it got that bad. I frantically tried to turn it off, but ended up hitting the buttons like a maniac, sending it to even stronger suction and now varied pulses for the G-spot part. I'm pretty sure I levitated. It was an unending orgasm. This time my soul left me and God himself said, child, it's not your time. Go back to your sex toy. Mind you, I'm not even religious. I'm brought back in my earthly body after managing to pull it off me and throwing it across my bed. It falls to the floor, still buzzing happily away. So in conclusion, this met and exceeded my expectations. Hydrate. Make sure you don't have anything to do that involves decisions or brain power for the rest of the day. And for the love of God, stretch like you're about to run the 500-meter dash. And within 24 hours of posting this review, yes, Amazon sold out of this sex toy. And again, I wish I could tell you the name, but I just can't. And it is.
Let's say. That's a glowing review.
I have never heard a product reviewed that well.
I mean, never heard of anybody saying you got to hydrate to have fun with a sex toy.
I mean, this chick, like I said, she's conventionally blacked out. She's levitating, flying around the room, probably started speaking in tongue. She doesn't know, but she likes it. And apparently, after they sold out, the follow-up reviews were pretty much in line with hers.
Saw Jesus, blacked out.
I know.
So many levels. It was interesting to see the different patterns and strength. There are 10 levels for the top part, 10 for the bottom. Mm-hmm. I've never used a suction-type stimulator. So I have nothing to compare it to, but look forward to it nonetheless. Time to solo party.
Yeah.
I I'll take that, though. The machine's better than a regular, like a regular guy.
And not to make anyone uncomfortable, I should also point out that she held this experiment a few hours before she had to go to a school to pick up her kids.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was home all day waiting to pick up kids, I'd be doing that, too.
That'd be all I'd do. Dad, what you do? The same as I do every day. It's like Pinky in the Brain. What are we going to do today? Same thing we do every day, Pinky.
Yes, man.
Hook up the sex toy.
Yes, man, I'm a straight dude. I'm even sold on this thing based on the strength of that review.
Yeah. So, glowing review. So, again, I can't repeat the name, and I know a lot of you are very interested to find out what this product is. Anyone within earshot, but...
And if there's any reviews on Amazon for male sex toys like this, please let me know.
Yes, let us know. In the meantime, let's drink. I want a review of a male sex toy like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in. I am all in.
You rub it to my knees, and I cry.
And I screamed, "Oh Lord Jesus above!"
Just so women can find it, because I feel like we owe that.
You're
to society.
Interested, yeah. You're speaking for women. That's
well,
what
you're
it
trying
is.
To figure out.
You're
how
a hero.
You're trying to figure out how to say the name of it. I feel like you can say whose it is.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. I don't know the company that well, so either the name of the company behind it is Tracy's,
right,
or the name of the company is Tracy's dog. Which I am very sorry that's a part of it, but that's... So I don't know...
And that has nothing to do with the product.
No. Right. That is not... So I'm assuming...
It's just the company name.
I think it... Because, again, look at this name, and you tell me we think the name of the company ends in the name of what that is. Because
even in a clinical sense, we can't tell you because it's clinically correct.
Just absolutely awful. Go on Amazon and just look up Tracy's dog.
Tracy's dog.
Boy, that sounds...
That sounds weird.
I know.
It might be sold out.
I know so. It sounds weird, but I feel like you might want to get on that pre-order list according to this review.
It already auto-filled on my computer.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
Oh, get out of here.
Look at that.
Let me see this thing.
Oh, yeah. Just Google Tracy's dog.
Okay. Tracy's dog.
Holy, all right.
Yeah, you're good.
Mm-hmm. If you're a woman.
Just the visual, I would drink to that.
I just wondered who was looking it up in here.
Where's Dave's dog for men?
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, and down the throat, to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
I ask Stephen Throwhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Joe, you understand how this here game is played.
Hey, yeah.
Fantastic, as always. You have your choice of one of three stories. And again, as always, we have the oldie but goodie, which deals with race / ethnicity. We have one that deals with a hate crime. I would ask you to guess the form of hate this person may have had. And then a new one today, guess the drug this person was on to do the things that they chose to do. So again, we have race / ethnicity. We have guess the hate, and we have guess the drug.
I want to go with guess the drug.
Guess all the right. drug. Yeah, fine, sweet, Joe. Sure. All right.
So guess
I'm in.
The drug. All right, here's a story. Give me one moment here. Frickin' papers. All right. We go to Kansas City, Missouri, where police officers arrested a man who was naked when he jumped off of a roof and then tried to attack a homeowner. Homeowner told police that he had let the 34-year-old suspect stay the night in his house. But just after noon the next day, the homeowner said that he saw the man throwing things out of a second-floor window. The man then climbed out of the window and onto the roof and then jumped off the roof. Homeowner told police the suspect basically jumped belly first, as he says, quote, like Peter Pan. Now, when officers first encountered the man, he was naked, bloody, and trying to fight the homeowner so that he could get back inside the house. But the suspect did not respond to the officer's commands, so they tased him. He was still fighting after he was tased 3 times. More officers arrived. They finally helped take the man into custody. He continued to fight when he was handcuffed. He spat in the face of personnel from the fire department. He also kicked him. First responders had to sedate him to be able to take him for a medical evaluation. Police said the man was, in fact, high, and he admitted to it. The question is, what drug was this guy on to get naked, threaten a homeowner, spit and fight cops, still fight, handcuffed, you're still fighting, tased 3 times, Is this a result of methamphetamine, cocaine, PCP, or heroin?
I'm thinking PCP.
I am too. That's exactly where my naked and then thinking you can fly and having superhuman strength. This to me sounds like PCP.
Where is it at again?
Angel dust.
Kansas City, Missouri.
The naked part sells me on a being hot. PCP makes you hot.
Yeah. Doesn't meth make you hot? I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen a lot of naked meth.
I haven't gone down that road yet.
So,
I don't know, man. I just don't feel like...
too much, but from what I've seen, you know, on the TV, PCP, it sounds like right up that alley,
I think there needs to be a little bit of hallucinogenics involved. And he jumped off of the roof, belly flopped, got up, and then continued to fight. To me,
got tased three times.
That's superhuman, which always seems to lean in the PCP direction.
And I won't lie, that feels PCP, right? Like jumping off the roof and everything. But it's a thin line between meth and PCP.
I mean, I don't think you could do that much cocaine to get to that point. We have superhuman naked strength.
Say that again.
He's fully naked.
Fully naked.
Shoes?
They say fully naked. I don't know. But remember, we had a story earlier that said fully naked, but he had his head covered. So,
Joe, I definitely believe that we can eliminate heroin from the choices.
Yeah, I think it's PCP.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Somebody really
wants
to commit the other one.
Well, PCP just isn't as around as much except in certain areas. I never thought of Kansas City as a PCP headquarters.
I agree with Joe. I'm gonna vote PCP as well.
I think I'm leaning meth.
Meth.
Your classic old school meth head, and he's drunk.
Classic. I like it. Classic meth head.
Classic meth. Seen it 100 times.
All right. Definitely not heroin.
I can see meth argument, but the PCP one I've seen on TV, that's what I mean,
the heroin thing, you can take pain. This throws that story about his bud getting
hit by a car, bro.
Right, and didn't even know. Nope. So, I mean, heroin, you could probably take some pain, but the jumping off a roof naked just feels PCP or methy.
Joe, have you done any of these four drugs?
One.
Okay.
That's all you have to say. Four choices?
Meth, cocaine, PCP, or heroin.
Ah, clean.
Okay.
Cocaine.
All right, so Joe, do you want to stick with PCP as your final answer?
I do.
Okay, we're going to find out if he was on meth, cocaine, PCP, or heroin next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're out of Kansas City, Missouri. Man, a man arrested after climbing onto the roof. Somebody he knew staying at his place. But either way, the homeowner heard a disturbance. He was upstairs, climbed out the window, climbed on top of the roof, got naked, jumped off the roof, got up, started fighting with the homeowner. When the police arrived, he fought with everybody. EMTs, the police officers, they tased him three times. They finally, I guess, shot him with a dart or something.
Right. They just stuck a needle in his neck.
To get this dude subdued. But the question is, what drug was this guy on?
And Miles, you and the caller both went with PCP. Ted, you went with meth.
Meth. Methamphetamine.
He was sweaty. He was naked. He was strong, he was fighting, and he was, in fact, on PCP.
Yes! Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. The naked and the super strength, give it away. Every time. With PCP.
Yeah. Every time.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles, we're a little short this week as some people, everybody, took time off. So the only professional writers we'll be dealing with today is Ted Smith.
Okay.
Or his team of writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. All the guys on Late Night. They have a team of writers running jokes for them. Every single night on part of the monologue. It's up to you to determine if one of these jokes is in fact now a The Ted Smith original or from Ted's team of writers.
Correct. Correct. Now I pay my team.
How's that?
I buy them burgers and beer.
Okay. Not a bad deal.
Yeah, you got to write for me every day of the week. Maybe I'll buy you a beer at the Robin. All right. A video is going viral of a woman taking a bath in hot Cheetos. When asked how she felt being so cheesy, she said, quote, it ain't easy.
I need to touch
it ain't easy being cheesy. I'll get my cock.
I'm sorry, team of writers.
Team of writers.
Team of writers.
Really?
I know. That felt like a Ted Smith.
I know.
Using the loat.
You and me are down with the with Chester, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this one. A 36-year-old woman has been arrested for calling 911 to complain about her parents turning her phone off. She's been sentenced to 1 week in her room. Maybe even the basement.
Lee Ted Smith.
Team of writers.
Oh.
Damn team.
Ben Affleck, he's been opening up about his addiction struggles and his divorce from Jennifer Garner, which he calls the biggest regret of my life. Clearly, someone did not see Geely.
The Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That is a Ted Smith.
Ted Smith, Rich.
More than half of people admit they don't feel comfortable in their own skin. Though, no word on how many they tried on before coming to that conclusion.
Team of writers.
All right. Maybe you guys saw this. I talked about this last week, but HQ Trivia might not be dead after all. The good news is the CEO says they may have found a buyer for the company. Can you guess who it is?
Team of writers.
That's Ted Smith.
Oh, that's Ted Smith. Nice work.
Thank you. I can't believe you got it.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to walk both of you into that trap.
Okay. All right.
I was really pumped. I was like, Mike, come here.
A skin joke. That one got me.
Yeah, that was all funny. let's see. Oh, man, I hope I don't screw this up.
You will.
Jeanette Dubois? Dubois.
D-U, then capital B-O-I-S?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dubois.
From Good Times. She passed away, which is very sad.
Yeah, she was a neighbor.
Right, that's what she's most famous for. She was also in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, Tropic Thunder, and I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Okay.
But anyhow, like, randomly today, I just heard a quote, like a line from the show back in the day. It was pretty darn funny. So if you don't know who she is and you didn't watch Good Times, here's a little example of some good stuff that went on in Good Times.
Now, I was leaving the boutique section on the way to a break, and suddenly this pregnant woman ran out the store, and I got suspicious.
Winona, what's so suspicious about a pregnant woman?
Honey, the chick was 83 years old. I notified the store detectives and they went outside. And honey, before you could say Kojak, that woman gave birth to a 7-pound alligator purse.
All right. I've been giggling all day.
Yes.
When I was eating my large lunch. Don't be jealous, Miles.
Who got their, I'm trying to think how to say this. What on and off again slightly current singer got their big start on Good Times?
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. Yep.
She's back on.
She is back on.
Yeah, I think she's touring or something right now.
Because I know she'll take like 4 years off, get in shape real quick, go on a tour, and be done for a while.
Back in shape, touring.
She moved on from there to Different Strokes.
That's correct. She played Penny.
Yeah. Also, Jeanette there, she also co-wrote Moving On Up, the theme song from the Jeffersons.
Really?
So even if you've never seen the Jeffersons, you've probably heard Moving On Up.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is. Other people have sampled it. It's kind of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great song.
Yeah. There's a lot, you know... That is kind of funny. I bet you can go back and see a lot of those old shows. Because, I mean, you can always go back to Mickey Mouse Club and, you know, Timberlake's there. I want to say,
we go back and find
like Britney Spears is there, Dirty Girl's there, Christina Aguilera.
Dirty Girl.
Hey, look, she wore chaps with the underwear, just said dirty on it for a while.
And I liked it. Yeah. So let us not insult it.
And I've also learned to stop saying assless chaps.
Right, because they're just chaps.
They're just jeans. Right. If not, they'd be jeans.
You want to see my chapstick? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, tell you what. Within this calendar year, I'm going to wear some chaps.
Don't.
Oh, I am. People have been asking for it.
At a festival or something?
Wear them to work. Just wear them to work. Tell them there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. No cowboy boots or nothing.
No.
Just chaps.
Right. Just the regular stuff you wear.
Are you wearing underwear?
Well, yeah, man.
Okay, well.
I'm not going to stroll around.
Don't make it weird,
I'm
Miles.
Talking about like going to a festival. I figure you're like dressing up and like Ted was going to walk around with his butt hanging out for like 8 hours on some kind of psychedelic.
Yeah, wrong. You're a little hot though wearing leather chaps
yeah,
the whole
but,
time.
I mean, your butt would be nice and cool.
That's a
maybe
sales
I'll make
pitch.
some arable, breathable chaps that I'll wear. But either way, you're right. I like strolling into work, strolling through downtown. It's downtown Seattle in chaps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I'm weird. There's a guy in Belltown that walks a friggin' goat.
Right.
Ask him. He'll tell you. all right. Are you guys familiar with the name Lark Voorhees?
Yes.
Oh. Tell me how.
She is the little sister of Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, but also, is she like the black chick who's crazy that was on Saved by the Bell or something? Like, didn't she go mad a couple years ago? Something weird.
I mean, we
happened.
Call her Lisa Turtle.
You call whatever you'd like. All I know is I did not know who she was. And then it was like a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. Like, I don't know, something went off the rails for her.
Right, okay.
Read about
so here's
her
the deal.
And by
she
the
gave some very odd interviews, I want to say, to like National Enquirer.
Mixing up your magazines. Mm-hmm. Manquirer. Yeah.
Have you seen what they've done with Esquire lately? Might as well call it National Enquirer. I'm kidding. I don't read Esquire.
It's classified.
Unless I'm wearing my French cuffs. Anyhow, right, so she did that, and a lot of people thought she was crazy. She also, I think, is just looks different,
Different like I look crazy, or I look different like years have not been good to me. I look different like hiding drug addiction.
Like not Sammy Sosa level, but kind of that.
Okay.
Oh.
Kind of molting.
Oh, no.
This weird, like.
Yeah, but then she's like, hey, like, I have, I'm bipolar. So
well, that would explain a lot of that.
Do you change color when you're bipolar?
I don't know. And that's the problem. I'm not sure what this is. The Saved by the Bell people decided to leave her out.
Yeah.
Right? So then she was pretty upset. She went on Dr. Oz show.
Oh, Lord.
Basically she just talks about how everybody else was there. I also realized that having my disorder may have played a major part in that factual decision. With that in mind, I'm truly thankful for having the chance to work on the show that has been so successful. Screech, Dustin Diamond, he also hasn't been invited back.
Isn't he just a douche?
There's a lot of people with problems from that show.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're at
just
that age
two of them.
Where if you're successful, though, right, but then everything you mentioned about Saved by the Bell, it's going to be those two, right?
Right. Like, he stabbed a dude.
Yeah, right. So, yeah,
but
you
I
don't
mean,
invite
kind of
him
a big
back.
Deal.
Right, so he's not coming back either. So, I mean, to her credit, I give her credit. She's like, I wanted to be there, but I get, you know, I'm happy that I was part of the show.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
If she had gone in full guns blazing, just like, the hell with them. Mario Lopez sucks as a human. I'm
what?
Like, okay.
I'm curious how they're going to make this all work. They're not in school anymore.
No. They're not in school anymore. But, like, I was talking about it a couple months ago right here, Miles. I want to say Zach Morris is now like the governor of California or something. So they're adults,
okay.
And it's more about what their
okay.
kids are doing.
All right.
Because it was the same thing with like Fuller House, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're almost continuations, not as much as just, they're just bringing back the
okay.
same people.
Gotcha.
And look, I make fun of it. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm sure there's people.
Oh, I'm sure there's people
who love Saved by the Bell will probably watch it. Now, another show I watched last night, I actually took the time, stopped down, and watched a documentary.
Okay.
All right. I was telling Robin about it earlier. It's called The 7-5 on Netflix. Have you seen it?
Have not.
Wow. So, I'm not going to give everything away, but if you like gangster movies, watch this. Weird turn of events, though. The gangsters are the cops. It's about the 75th Precinct in the mid, like, early to mid-80s to the early 90s.
All right.
Right? You're in Brooklyn, right? So they're having, you know, it's the most dangerous precinct maybe in America, right? I mean, they're talking about doing 250 calls a month, like,
Jesus.
Blah, blah, blah. But these cops, you know, aren't making a ton of money. They get caught up. And you've heard of a cop taking a bribe or whatever.
Tell me, get out everything, tell you.
They go next level. I mean, just okay. like literally, the one character in there, the guy that had to testify in front of court, I mean, I kid you not, he seems like a character out of a Scorsese film. You're just like, this guy can't be real.
Right.
Also, full disclosure, I know you're not supposed to, my favorite character was the one big-time drug dealer. And he's a real dude, but like...
But you like him.
Yeah, and I don't know what his accent was. His last name is Diaz, but it almost sounded fake. Like he was like messing around, but like he wasn't. He was just cool.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. But I'm telling you, man, it's a great watch.
I'll check it out.
It's pretty amazing. But the stuff they do.
Where do I find it? Is it like Amazon?
No, Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yeah, literally, just go to documentaries. This would be weird, because usually Netflix has stuff you're ready for. But there is a search option on there.
Right. Okay. I never think to search for anything on Netflix, because they advertise all the stuff you think you want to see so well. So when I go there,
yeah.
You know, you just look for that one thing they told you. There's 8,000 things.
Or continue watching what you, right. You know, left off.
Yeah, or you just write like, hey, because you watched
this. How about this?
Yeah, right. Like mine's always like, you like Narcos, or you watch Drug Lords. You'll probably like Dope.
Mine says you typed in your name. That's a male name. You're interested in porn.
Netflix.
We don't care what you watch porn.
Yeah, I watched a documentary about that guy who scaled El Capitan in like, you know, 4 hours or whatever. It was just nothing.
Yeah.
And since that point in time, everything is like, you know, Mount Everest and all these other, like, you know, crazy
things. Oh, that's all
things,
you get now?
You know what I mean? Yeah, so.
Every time I go on there, man, I can tell what the kids have watched. You might like Lego, fill in a DC superhero. You might like something with a unicorn. So, guys, can you please use your own little account thing you got there?
Yeah, and it's super good, man, because it keeps in mind, and then it changes. I'm always amazed how quickly it changes.
But again, you don't have kids that just go onto yours instead of the one you made for them, and so I am inundated with kid shows on mine. Drives me crazy. You might be interested in How to Train Your Dragon. I'm not!
Yeah. Also, like, just seems like something you could learn at a bookstore.
Well, How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon for Dummies?
I guess I shouldn't say a bookstore. More like a pet store.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, how to train this dragon.
Sounds like
buying one.
Sounds like a video about masturbation.
How to train your dragon.
How do I train
Don't
this?
Be like Billy.
All right.
You know what? We were talking about it yesterday. I'm going to cure 2 days ago. I'm going to keep it up. Constant woo. Constance woo.
Yeah.
There we go. I always want to say constant woo.
Woo! Woo!
So she got, her big start was on Fresh Off the Boat, right? And then basically she talked about how she was kind of upset that it got renewed because the show was doing well. But she was like, I kind of wanted to do other stuff, but she couldn't because of because the TV show got renewed. So it's just kind of a weird one. Like, I honestly like it. You know what I mean? Because
it's hit and miss for me. It's okay.
Yeah, like I just like, no. I mean, just her being like dead honest.
Oh.
Like, I don't mind that. You know what I mean? Because it's always like the joke, right? You got to do a big blockbuster film or a studio film, then you can do your indie film or this and that. And she's just kind of honest about it. She's like, well, I kind of got into movies, Crazy Rich Asians. I want to do the Crazy Rich Asians too, but now it conflicted because they renewed the show. So, I mean, that's always the reason you see so many SNL, Saturday Night Live people do movies and stuff. Sure. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because they have the summer off, they can go out and do those things and everything.
Different like, Pete Davidson, he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And I'll write about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he shows up. He shows up a lot. I will say, him in drag, I got a giggle.
Yeah, I laughed,
and I don't usually like that character either. Like the kid that just kind of
you don't like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I usually don't care for it, but RuPaul was just going off on him. I was like, all right,
it's funny.
That's kind of funny. You got me back in. Also, I found it funny today. We're talking about the different shows and stuff. Like, what level of fame do you think you need to be on where the internet accepts it?
Accepts what?
Well, like, I saw Daniel Tosh was catching some heat today. For nothing. Just some jokes he was putting out, and people were like, he's not even famous. I'm like, he's had a show on Comedy Central.
He's probably one of the highest paid guys on that network, still.
Right, and he's had a show on Comedy Central for what?
A decade? 80?
I was going to say, at least
a decade.
Yeah, that spawned a lot of other shows that are like...
Probably longer now, probably 15 years. I think we were talking about him in Baltimore, weren't we?
Maybe.
So between him and Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I would think that they're probably up there. I'm sure they're number one, but with Comedy Central, I would have to think that he's the next highest paid.
I don't think Tosh came out till here. Because I remember seeing him here, and then his show came out. But yeah, I just saw that today. I'm just like, man, sometimes with the internet and social media, like, what level of fame do people have before? As we were just like, who the hell is Daniel Tosh? Like,
and I've seen him do stand-up.
Yeah.
And so
he's very funny.
Still does
and
that.
He was just giving crap to the Astros, who are a bunch of cheating SOBs. Like, if you're outside of Houston, the whole country does not like your baseball team.
That is a fact.
You could go into Latin America. You could go into South America. You could go farther into North America, into Canada. They all believe the same thing.
They all hate.
If you're a baseball fan, you go to the Dominican, you go to the Caribbean. If you like baseball.
Yeah, and it's amazing that the Major League Baseball Players Union is one of the strongest unions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all agreed to cancel the World Series in 1994. But yet, their members are coming out and trashing the other players on the Astros. Like, you just don't see this.
No.
It's very different and everything. Like, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to boo the Astros. Boo them with me. If you can hear my voice, boo them.
And the commissioner of Major League Baseball is no help in this.
No, not at all.
Nope. Why should he be? It's just the commissioner.
Yeah.
Here is, like, the ultimate of your job, this moment, right? Not something you want to deal with, but... You know what? This is your Sully moment. Sully never wanted to land a plane in the Hudson River, but because he's a good pilot, he did. And then it became homework. This is your moment.
Yeah.
Fix this.
Yeah. Shoeless Joe Jackson's still in trouble,
Be
though.
The Sully.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Maryland police on the lookout for a man who broke into an apartment and used ketchup to decorate the interior. Meanwhile, Bowling Alley is doing naked bowling nights. You can bowl and you can score. Man breaks into a restaurant freezer to steal chips, ice cream, cheese puffs, and tots. Another man breaks into a home naked and cooks eggs and bologna in pots. And a pub owner in England is so lazy, he makes everyone pour their own beer, which actually doesn't sound too bad. And it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go across the water to England, where a bowling alley is taking things to the next level. They're hosting an event that will run from 7:30 to 10 p.m., in which people will have the ability to play two rounds of bowling while nude.
Yay!
Balls of blood.
That is not where I want to be for that.
It depends. The dryer would come in handy. Straddle that bad boy.
Just not
right, by the, right by the ball return.
Nude and bowling alley don't go together.
No, they don't.
Look, in my limited experience, I would say if you had to go to a nude bowling alley, I would pick perhaps Italy or France. England, more specifically Ireland, I think I'm out.
Okay.
I mean, no offense, but I think it's going to be a lot of people like Miles in there just
playing with the air.
I'm sure it'll still be fun.
Who wants a French fry?
Yeah.
You're never in a very good pose while you're bowling.
No. strike. There's good naked and bad naked, Mike. I hear what you're saying.
Can we put the bumpers away?
You're not totally naked. You're wearing bowling shoes.
That's true. You should be wearing socks, too.
Why does that make it worse?
It does.
Just a dude in his little clown shoes. Oh, criminy. In other news, an interesting haul out of Snohomish, Washington. Thank you for that visual. Police received a call about a robbery in progress of a nearby restaurant and managed to get there just in time to find the man attempting to leave. When officers arrested him, they didn't find any money that he had stolen, but large bags of potato chips, cheese puffs, two large tubs, possibly full of ice cream.
What was it?
It was two large tubs of ice cream.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty good haul.
And a box of frozen food.
He had chicken strips and tater tots.
He raided the freezer of this place.
Yeah, but I got cheese puffs.
I mean, it's ridiculous, chips. But it's not a bad haul.
I just can't believe he thought he could get away on a bike.
That is
right.
The problem.
With all that.
What the hell? We go to Tennessee, where a woman was arrested for aggravated assault after she stabbed her cousin.
Okay.
The 50-year-old woman stabbed her first cousin after the two of them had gotten into an argument at the home and then stabbed him a second time after he went back to clean the wound.
Do you know the nature of their relationship?
Why, yes, I do. Why was he at her house? The two are actually boyfriend and girlfriend.
Again, they are first cousins.
And they've been living together for quite some time.
Hmm.
First.
Can't cousin. Keep it in the pants. Keep it in the family.
No.
Don't even do that.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. That's stat. Your first cousin and your boyfriend.
Well, and 50 years old.
I've known him my whole life.
Right? It's like...
We used to play together when we were kids.
That's your kind of love.
Every time I look into her eyes, it reminds me of my own father's face.
Where was that from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Not a good look, Tennessee.
No. That's bad.
Go Vols.
We go to Pennsylvania, where a man is wanted for vandalizing an apartment. Police received a call about a man that broke into an apartment and squirted.
I'm in.
Ketchup all over the walls.
The floors. The furniture.
I like how Ted's in. On to ketchup.
He busted in.
All over the walls, floor, and furniture. The family wasn't home at the time of the incident, and authorities are asking anyone with information to come forward.
It's someone you know.
Right, that's exactly what I thought. You don't go in there and you wreck the place with ketchup if you don't know who that person is.
Do you think it counts as vandalism if you're in a restaurant, maybe younger, maybe drunk, and you dumped a bunch of ketchup on the table, made a design, and left?
That's very specific. They need to hunt for that guy.
I think it depends on what the design was, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They need to hunt for him.
Oh.
They'll never catch up with him.
Yeah. Got 57 reasons it was fun. You know what the hell with it? It doesn't matter. That place isn't even open anymore. It is me.
Don't worry about it.
What did you put on the... What did you
in hindsight, I'm sure you missed.
Oh, no.
Zap.
I don't know, man. I was just wasted after a tailgate and waiting for somebody. And
made him
just opened up and like drew all the stuff. And then my friend came by and she goes, "You should leave."
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the finale of our Poppy Seed Challenge.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we'd be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.